Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Oh, we'll be focusing on candy here in just one second. But first, we have to close this Burt Show competition from yesterday in which Tommy lost. And Tommy, our studio director, what is it you have to do for losing to Rebecca yesterday in the movie challenge?
First of all, it's Halloween, and I see you all came dressed as a-holes.
Don't get mad at us just because you don't know your trivia.
And I thought I seriously consider. So I'm supposed to wear a pumpkin head today.
All day.
A jack-o'-lantern. Not just a pumpkin head, but a jack-o'-lantern head all day.
And I thought about...
quitting?
I thought...
Several times.
Why, yes, I did, but okay. But I need money, so I decided not to do that. And I thought about getting, like, one of those little... jack-o'-lantern
boo,
pumpkins
boo.
And like wearing it as a little hat and that would be a jack-o'-lantern on my head and then I thought y'all would give me too much grief and people would give me grief and I was like no, I am a radio soldier, I am going to see this through. I am the man who has in the past worn a chicken thong. This is nothing for me.
In the wrestling world you almost turned into a heel.
I tell you what, this is the first time I've carved a jack-o'-lantern no lie since the year 2000.
It's no joke. It is not an easy thing to do, man. I know I'm not very, like, artistically, I just don't have that kind of talent.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Yeah.
You could take a finger off.
And I took pictures. We could post the pictures up. I even took a couple videos of me dancing with the pumpkin head on. And I tried to find, I have these glasses that somebody gave me when I moved from Miami to LA that are these huge glasses. And I tried to find them so I could put them on the pumpkin, but I couldn't find them.
Now, how long did it take you to find a pumpkin that was suitable for the size head?
Let me tell you something. All right. So, first of all, like your Home Depots, your Lowe's, they're out of pumpkins.
Mm,
So, I ended up going to Publix, the grocery store.
Well, you can't really put it on them. It is Halloween.
We went, No.
I got to grab one on my way.
We went to Publix and Kroger, and they had pumpkins. But the first Publix we went to, they had this gigantic pumpkin. You know how much that mofo was?
At least $200.
Nah. It was like $129.
What?
I was like, Amy would kill me if I turned in a receipt for $129 pumpkin.
That's our
business.
I'm not doing that. So we went to
that. Still looks like a big one over there.
Yeah.
And you told us yesterday, like your mom had a hard time birthing you because of that head, right?
Seriously, my head was about this size when I was little. Everybody used to pick on me for my big head. Dude called me Tank. Tank head. It was a big head.
I didn't know that this was going to hit childhood trauma or we would have done something different.
You know how when you're in kindergarten and they put that shadow light on you and they trace the outside of your head to make a silhouette picture?
Uh-huh.
They did that for me. They had to use like one of those big construction paper pads for my head.
Just bless.
But, all right,
so, let's talk and we're putting the head on.
All right, so here's the thing with this. My head's so big. I've got the top here with the nice little vine thing on it, but it won't fit on top of my head because my head sticks out the top. So we can't. Let me put this on.
All right. Okay, the top of the pumpkin is now off. Tommy's headphones are off. And
see, y'all, I bought these special pumpkin glasses just for today, and now nobody's going to see them.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Tommy.
But you're not going to be able to accessorize. Oh, my God.
Look at this. Oh, my God. That's a
massive pumpkin.
That is a massive pumpkin.
All right, here we go.
Major hole in the bottom and the top. Yep.
Put it
on. This thing is heavy.
It looks heavy.
It fits on my shoulders.
Oh, here we go.
The pumpkin is on top of the head.
Can you still hear me?
Yep.
Yes, we can.
It's very... very echoey.
Oh, my God.
At least you have...
I don't know this is going to be so satisfying.
I position the eyes correctly. I mean, I can see out of this mofo good. I don't have good peripheral vision.
Wait till you guys see the video of this, man.
That I can see.
Oh, wait till you see
what
this.
I want to do, y'all, is I want to stand outside in our lobby like a dummy.
Oh, yeah.
And scare people when they come in.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to be able to get much work done with this thing. If I have to wear this thing the whole show.
Tommy, you're such a good sport,
there
man.
Is no work getting done.
No, he's not a good sport. No, he is not.
Yeah, he is.
He is always burying us.
He owns us.
And he makes it as painful as possible when we lose bets or there's pranks.
He got a little giddy when we did our cold plunge challenge, I will admit. However, when he pays off a bet, he's got a positive attitude. He carved one hell of a jack-o'-lantern. Right. Granted, the top doesn't fit on top of his big-ass head, but still, he's doing it.
That little bit of hair sticking out is hilarious.
Can we find me some foam or some padding to put on it? This is killing my shoulder.
Yes, we can.
Just the top.
Because if we can put something under it, I can lift it up a little bit, and we might be able to get the top on.
You need football pads.
Shoulder pads, yeah.
Right?
I thought about accessorizing my pumpkin head, and I thought about wearing like a skirt and some nice like thigh-high hose and some shoes, and I could be the sixth Spice Girl, and I could be Pumpkin Spice.
The Burt Show.
It's not the hot goss from Hollywood.
It's the Burt Show. Spooky Buzz.
Here's Abby.
We go big.
Let it happen.
Is that person okay?
Yeah.
All right, scary Halloween movies are typically anything involving villains and jump scares, but as an adult, if you want to be scared in real, true time, does anyone, y'all need to watch Tommy Lee's real quick? I'll be here.
He just fell. He just rammed himself into the chair trying to work his way out of the studio with that big old pumpkin head on.
You can see.
He's swimming outside the studio, swimming.
Godspeed, man.
All right, good luck, Tommy.
All right, see you.
Nice. Okay.
Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Anyway, back to our jobs. So as an adult, if you want to be scared on Halloween, you just got to turn on some true crime stories. And the top movie that people have been watching all this week is Anna Kendrick's Woman of the Hour. Mm-hmm. It was number one on Netflix over the weekend. I think we've all watched it at this point. You haven't watched it yet?
I haven't had a chance yet. This Halloween week for parents is like for little kids. It's like an Olympic sport. There's just too much to do. I had to get his outfit ready last night for school today. I had to go to the Halloween party and getting the candy for the neighborhood and getting everything set up. It's a lot.
I'm about 3/4 the way through it, and it's just the amount. Yeah, it's so scary. The amount of gullible women that were so eager to go hang out with this guy. You can't put it on them, really. Just that how tragic it was. And then how close he got to having a final victim off of a national TV show. It's crazy, crazy show.
It's an insane story. So Anna Kendrick is the woman behind this whole film. She directed it. She starred in it. And she made a surprising confession on the Crime Junkies podcast. She said she didn't even make a profit off of it.
There's like money going to be exchanging hands. And yeah, like I sort of asked myself the question of like, do you feel gross about this? And I did. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not making money off of the movie. The money is going to, or has gone to RAIN and to the National Center for Victims of Violent Crime, which was a charity that Matt Murphy recommended to me.
And we've done work with both of them. They're like both incredible organizations.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that it's still a complicated area, but that felt like certainly like the least that I should do.
Yeah, when you're doing a story, a true story like that, and you are profiting off the murders of others, and it was like with that Jeffrey Dahmer series, and the family came out and spoke out about it, and they're like, we don't want to live this trauma. We did not sign off on this. Nobody asked us our blessing, et cetera. I wasn't able to watch the show. So in this instance, hearing that, I'm like, she gets it. Like, you can't sit here and do a movie and, you know, that's based on a true story and profiting off these victims. So the fact that she's putting it back into the victims of crimes, I was like,
yeah,
that speaks volumes of her character.
The right move.
For me, like, I wouldn't be able to do it. And I think sometimes it's done really well. Like, I think the Monsters one has really rubbed me the wrong way, which is why I haven't been able to watch the Lyle and Eric Menendez one, because to me it just feels too fictionalized and it feels gratuitous. Like, it feels like it was made to be, it feels like their characters were inflated for the sake of drama, and that made me feel really icky watching it. But then there are some that I think that have actually benefited the person that was... where the story was surrounding it, like the Gypsy Rose Blanchard Hulu series. Like, I feel like that really painted her in a very positive light, to where people actually ended up having empathy for her, to where when she got out, she became this huge celebrity that everybody wanted to rally behind, because we knew more about her story and we felt like we could see where she was coming from, despite the fact that what she and her boyfriend did was absolutely heinous. You know, you should never kill a person. But I do think, to some extent, like, it can be a good thing for the people involved, because it can show people what happened from a very human perspective.
So I'm currently watching I Am a Killer on Netflix, and it's the number two show that's on right now. And they talk and interview people who are in prison for having murdered somebody. But it's not just a one point perspective. It's a multiple point perspective, because they also talk to the family and they interview the families of the victims. And then they also talk to the police. So you're getting, like, you hear the inmate side of the story, and then you hear the family side of the story, and then you hear law enforcement side of the story. So then you can put all those pieces together to come up with your own conclusion.
Oh, so it's like three sides to every story. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, every person that's been involved, and then also like law enforcement as well. So yeah, if you want a very scary movie to tune into today, if, you know, fiction isn't enough for you, definitely check out Woman of the Hour. I found it to be incredibly telling for women's experiences. I feel like that's been the other thing that people have really latched onto, is like, yes, not only is it like a bone chilling story that really happened, but I feel like so many women have been able to relate to the people that were depicted in this movie, mm-hmm. because every woman has an experience where they felt like a situation turned from normal to all of a sudden it could be very dangerous for me in a second. And I feel like the actresses that portrayed it killed.
That was unintended.
They did very well.
They did very well at their jobs. I love women and all victims.
So many words in the English language. That's the one you went with.
One of my crutch words. All right, your favorite creators just got ranked by Forbes, and they even revealed their salaries. I'm going to tell you how much money the number one influencer made on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I think common sense probably says if you're watching scary movies time and time again, it's hard to take Rebecca seriously. Who are you today?
I'm Mudang.
Pop culture icon Mudang.
Of course you are for Halloween.
Yeah.
I think the common... you know, sense would say that, look, if you're watching scary movies all the time, it's probably affecting your soul, putting you in a negative place, not good for your mental health. But Rebecca's here to tell you that maybe it's time to look at that very differently.
Turns out I'm the sanest person in studio.
Are you now?
Yeah. Don't look at me. Just don't look at me right now. They don't have to know what I look like. They can only hear me.
Go on, Mudang. What you got?
Well, if you don't believe me, science has come out and said that studies are showing that watching scary movies may actually aid in your mental health.
I thought we stopped listening to science right around COVID. I thought that's off the table now.
Science is whatever we say it is at this point.
It's making a little comeback.
It's interesting you say that, because the study that I am noting is actually from the pandemic.
Oh, really?
Yes. People in lockdown who were scary movie watchers, they self-reported having more stable levels of mental health than their cowardly counterparts while in quarantine.
So you're already sequestered, and rather than put something on that is going to put you in like this positive, everything's going to be okay type of mood, they dove in to scary movies?
Mm-hmm. For a lot of scary movie lovers, that is actually sort of a form of self-medication. Huh.
Yeah. As we are like actively living through a pandemic and living through our own personal scary movie, seeking out scary movies made you more sane.
I mean, like, when you think about it, like, let's weigh the odds. Okay, COVID zombie outbreak. Like, let me turn on 28 Days Later and see how bad it could really get.
Similar. Okay, I can see the tie together.
Yeah, just trying to learn different tactics of how we could survive through the pandemic.
So the experts claim that the benefit is in rehearsing your fears through the medium of scary movies and TV. It's a kind of exposure therapy where you can safely experience physiological arousal to frightening stimuli while in a controlled setting.
Huh.
Dr. Frank T. McAndrew writes, by watching other people deal with scary things, we can mentally practice strategies that will make us better prepared for dealing with that in the future. A lot of horror fans, maybe not surprisingly, suffer from anxiety and depression.
Is that right?
Yeah. Shocking.
I wouldn't have tied the two together, to be honest with you.
I think it's interesting because someone asked me recently how I got so into scary movies. And the answer is because I was such an anxious kid. I was so scared. And I was so scared of scary movies. Like when Bride of Chucky came out, I couldn't go to movie theaters anymore. I was so scared that for some reason I was going to see a trailer for Chucky and that was just going to ruin the rest of my life. So when I turned 15, I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I have to sit down and watch every single Chucky movie until I don't care anymore.
Wow.
And it worked.
Okay.
And I love Chucky to this day.
It does make some sense. Okay. I mean, I was scared of flying, so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fly as much as I can for the next 6 months and get over this because I want to see the world. So same type of philosophy.
It's just exposure therapy. Now, I've already told you about the study in the pandemic lockdown, but I want to have a little bit of a Burt Show practicum. I'm running an experiment right now. And I could say I thought long and hard about who on the Burt Show seems to be struggling the most with their mental health, but I didn't. It's Abby.
What? What?
So I'm going to run.
Who would you have chosen? I'm just curious.
Probably me.
Yeah. Have you been very vocal?
It's been a bad week.
So I'm running a spooky psychological experiment in show right now, and she is my guinea pig.
Okay.
So, Abby.
Look at her face.
Before we get started, I need to get a baseline from you. How are you feeling in this moment?
Uncomfortable.
Perfect.
Maybe a little nauseous.
Interesting.
That's the thing that you don't want your therapist to say.
Never.
Interesting. And then they start writing down.
Yeah, right. That's abnormal.
Here are your instructions.
Okay.
I have emailed you a short YouTube video called Relaxing Car Drive.
Oh, perfect.
Please put your laptop at full volume and click that link.
Is it just like a really jarring Kia commercial? Okay. All right. I have it pulled up.
Okay.
Do you want me to put the volume up so people can hear? I'm assuming there's going to be something.
I think that's a good idea.
No, we're going to sit here in silence as you watch a car drive through a serene backdrop.
You can describe what you're seeing.
Okay, so right now it's a black screen. I'm really scared. Haven't I suffered enough? Okay.
No.
All right. Here's the car. It's going down a nice windy road. Presumably to some picnic with loved ones. This is actually pretty nice.
Sounds lovely. There it is.
Okay, what was that? The jump scare was what?
That's the most famous jump scare video of all time.
Oh my God. Okay.
What was it? What scared?
Which one was it?
It was a man.
That explains it all.
No, it was a short guy. Picture of a short guy.
Yeah.
Do you feel better?
No. In fact, I think I peed myself a little bit.
The Burt Show.
I think as a general statement, this is true. Your favorite Halloween candy as a kid will stay with you all your life, right? Like, you just don't lose the taste for Twix. Tommy just walked in with his jack-o'-lantern head on.
Shimmy, shimmy.
And doing the shimmy. He lost a bet. So he's got like a, I don't know, it was probably a 30-pound pumpkin on top of his head when he started cutting into it. So what was your favorite Halloween candy as a kid? And is that true? Does it transfer into adulthood?
Yeah. Because I was putting this together last night, Twix, man.
Yes, ooh, that's hard to beat. Mm-hmm.
Twix is just such a good one. So that's my go-to. Yep. It was as a kid. Now, I'm a fan of the chocolate ones, and don't at me. I don't really do Reese's because I don't like peanut butter and chocolate together.
That's all right. You're okay.
So I'm more.
We're in a time of acceptance.
Are we?
Yeah.
No, we are.
Speak for yourself. Have you been online?
I have. And yeah. You know, she came in, Rebecca came in with the scariest movies today. And I thought the scariest thing you can do, I did last night. I went to Fox and I went to CNN.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a bad
idea. Asking for it.
It's a bad idea.
What's yours, Mo?
It's always been Skittles. So yeah. I do think that's true. It's still Skittles to this day. I've also always been a really big fan of Lifesaver gummies and Sour Patch Kids.
That's my top three.
Yes. Yeah, I love those.
For me, dots are the quintessential Halloween candy because the only time I would eat them was at Halloween because no kid is going to the stores and like looking at the Twix and the Reese's and the Skittles and everything else and going, you know what? Give me those dots. But for some reason, they were such a sweet little surprise when you got that box, that tiny little yellow box in your Halloween basket. Yep. So big fan.
Mine was, it was a little bit of a unicorn because I'm a Heath fan. And finding the mini Heaths at Halloween are very, very difficult.
Yeah, they are.
Yep.
I don't see a lot of people passing those out.
Not at all.
All right, so, Bert, we say it all the time. If you've stolen from the Bert Show...
You have stolen twice.
And that's what's happening today.
Okay.
Time for my stupid bit, which is going to be a blind Halloween candy taste test.
Sometimes it's fun to be stupid. Everybody gets stupid, stupid.
Everybody gets stupid, stupid. Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
That's right. So, as I was thinking, like, Halloween is about a lot of things. But I think, especially now, like having a child and going trick-or-treating, candy is the main focus in our house,
right? It is definitely, Halloween is definitely about diabetes. Yeah.
So I remember this particular challenge. It was always a quick-fire challenge on Top Chef. I am a huge Top Chef junkie. It's a show on Bravo where these professional chefs come in and they compete to see who is, shocker, Top Chef. They win like $250,000 and they like become like celebrities, celebrity chefs in their own right and go on to like do big things, right? So they have a blind taste test challenge and I'm like, ooh, that's giving me an idea.
Maybe you'll be needing one of these.
Oh,
no. You know what it is?
Oh, yes.
What is it?
The taste challenge.
That's right. The blind taste test.
All right, so we're going to test all of your Halloween candy palettes, okay? So out in the hallway, I have a tray, and I have these tiny little cups filled with tiny pieces of candy, all right? I put them, and they're not like the actual full bite size, right, candy. Like, I even cut the bite size ones up, so you just get a little taste of the Halloween candy. I have a blindfold, so I'm going to blindfold each one of you. And you have 60 seconds to name as many Halloween candies as possible.
Okay.
There's 14 total out there. If you get through all 14, I will be very impressed. And it's a mixture of there's chocolate ones, there's non-chocolate ones. I didn't know how
well
else
said.
To say that. but I got a really nice array, and I give you my word, this is not your Halloween prank. There's nothing gross out there.
Okay, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Was there one of those chocolate shrooms in there somewhere?
No, there's not. Unfortunately, that would make for such a fun show. Though,
it'd be a great 9 o'clock hour.
Okay,
man.
Listen, Linda, listen. There's no drugs out there. There's no gummy. There's no shrooms. There is nothing disgusting that you're going to put in your mouth like a sardine. It's just straight up Halloween candy. You have my word on my child.
No fear factor business.
Okay. No fear factor business. But again, I got 14 of them cut into tiny bites. And so you're going to, each one of you is going to go out there. Okay. I have my answer ledger right here.
Okay.
And you're going to see how many of them you can get.
All right. So we're doing this off the air. We're making
off
a video. Okay.
Off the air. We're recording it, posting 14. It on our socials. And then at the end of the show, I will have the results of who reigns supreme when it comes to the blind Halloween candy taste test challenge.
I'm curious to see how difficult this is going to be.
Yeah, and they are out of the wrappers already.
Yeah. I've already cut them up.
Okay. That was nice.
That's going to take a while.
I washed my hands with my knife, and I sat there, and I cut them into tiny pieces. Okay. I went through 14 different packages to make sure you all got, like, a tiny, because, again, you would have been, like, sugar overload during the show.
Got it.
Yes.
The Bert Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so today is Thursday, and Thursdays are set aside for follow-up Thursdays, right? This is when you guys hit us up, and you're like, hey, Bert Show, whatever happened with blank? You never filled us in. So we do it on days like this. This is a pretty recent one, Abby.
So Eric's girlfriend is a bartender who recently started working with this new bar back. His name is Eddie. So Eric didn't really like the guy for a couple of reasons and didn't want him around his girlfriend. So he tried to learn more about Eddie directly, but he wasn't sharing much about his life. So Eric reached out to us to do a background check. And not only was Eddie lying about his age, but he had also been arrested multiple times for assault. Eric thought it was best to share this information with the owner of the bar. And then ultimately Eddie was fired. And then we were surprised because then Eddie's girlfriend was upset after she found out that Eric had been involved with Eddie being let go. So she told him that she already knew about his past and intentionally withheld the information because people deserve second chances. And the last we had heard was Eric was in the doghouse and the only way out was to get Eddie's job back.
Yeah, this was really an ethical question. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day was, here a guy is now. This was in his past. You've got a boyfriend that could be defined maybe a little on the jealous side. So is it even right to go into somebody's background, check it out, and then when you find out there's something on it, maybe this guy's trying to clean his life up, man. He's leaving his past in his past. So we debated that for a couple of different days, and it didn't go well. It didn't go well at all.
Well, let's see what the update is. Hi, Bert Show. I was stressing about the situation as soon as I hung up the phone. I really didn't understand how I had done anything wrong. I still maintain that I was just trying to look out for my girlfriend's well-being. But after a couple more conversations with her, I do realize that I went about this the wrong way. My girlfriend thankfully didn't keep to her word and stopped giving me the silent treatment, but she was still pretty frosty with me. I sat down and really thought about it. I decided that my next best move was to talk to my friend and see if he would consider giving Eddie his job back. So I went to him and told him everything that I had learned after the background check about Eddie and his daughter and how he was trying to turn a new leaf. My friend was definitely sympathetic to Eddie's situation after hearing more about it, but wasn't willing to give him back his job. He basically said it would be too awkward to have him back and thought it would set a weird precedent. I felt bad, but I kind of shrugged my shoulders and moved on. A couple days later, my buddy hit me back and let me know that Eddie has applied to work as a busboy at a restaurant, and he had put in a good word with the owner.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
The next day, my girlfriend broke the news that Eddie got the job. I guess they're still in touch over text. That was news to me, but I was happy that she was happy. I never told her that I asked for his job back, but I feel like that's my penance. What is that?
Penance.
Uh-huh. For messing with his life in the first place. Thanks, Eric.
Is there any little bitty miniature red flag here that they're still texting each other and all that?
No, I don't think so. I feel like his girlfriend just really cared about Eddie and his backstory after, you know, when you work with people in close proximity, you learn about their life and what they're going through. And I think his girlfriend just has a lot of empathy for what he's currently dealing with and how he's trying to improve his life for the better. So I think this isn't a red flag. I think it's a green flag, the fact that your girlfriend cares so much.
Exactly. I mean, after people, we've parted ways from jobs or whatever, I've kept in touch shortly after if I was trying to help them out mm-hmm. or something like that. So I think if it's an everyday occurrence, but if you work together and then he's just letting you know that he got another job somewhere, I think as long as you keep it about work, then you're totally fine.
No, I could see in your face that you think it is a red flag.
That would be a red flag for me.
Yeah.
For sure. Just because I don't know. If like, I would have to know what the communication is. If this was like a one-off of him just saying, hey, I got a job. Thank you. It was nice to know you. Cool. But if I mean, he doesn't work there anymore, and they're still communicating on text as the boyfriend. I think I'd like to know that information.
And they didn't know. That's the thing. Like, the texting back and forth to me, and I don't want to create something that's not there, man. It seems like they're over.
Oh, no, go ahead. You are. Yeah, go for it. Stir the pot.
I got another 45 seconds to kill, so I have to. So it seems to me like, look, if they're still in communication with each other and they're texting, that is something that the boyfriend should know, or it seems a little on the shady side.
So we have to disclose every single person we text with our significant others?
Not every single person, but I'd say if a guy comes in and works at the job and y'all develop a relationship of some sort, and then that person leaves the job and he's not there anymore and y'all still continue a friendship or relationship, yeah, I think I'd like to know that.
You know, we're talking about those guardrails, right? And if they're texting each other back and forth, and she clearly is invested in this guy, and it's not that they're communicating. That's not the thing that would even irritate me a little bit. It's the fact that she didn't say anything like, hey, just want to let you know me and Chuck are still like texting each other.
Well, this is me. This is on me for assuming because she knew so much about his backstory and the daughter and everything. If I was the boyfriend, I would be under the assumption that they are in communication with each other.
Don't ever assume, Kristen. Well, don't you assume that? Don't do it.
Especially because he wasn't there long. Like, if he was there for years and they developed a relationship, it'd feel a little different because he was in and out. Yeah, I would wonder why y'all were still texting.
The Bert Show.
All right, it is time to lose Bert's money. Okay, this is super, super simple. Kristen, what are the rules of engagement here?
The rules of engagement are Bert is going to ask you a question. It's a really just random kind of trivia question. And we got Brittany, Caitlin, and Kia on the line. You're going to get, Brittany's going to start. She's going to guess. She gets it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes down to $90. So every time you guys guess and guess wrong, you lose $10 out of the pot. Whoever gets it right, whatever you are getting it at, that's the money you're going to split.
All right, you guys understand? Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling us from, Brittany?
I'm calling from Kennesaw.
Kennesaw. You know what we haven't talked nearly enough about? Kennesaw State had a huge upset of Liberty over the weekend.
They did?
Yes. It was like a huge, major thing.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Good morning, Caitlin. You were on the Bert Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Caitlin. Where are you calling from?
I am driving to work, going to Woodstock.
Woodstock, okay. And good morning, Kia.
Morning.
Good morning. All right, Kia, you, where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta.
Okay, here we go, you guys. So you understand the game, right?
Yes. Yep.
All right, you got $100 right here. Brittany, you're going to go first because you were the first to call in. You're going to start with $100. If you get it wrong, we go to Caitlin, as Kristen said, and then it'll go down to $90, and we take 10 off every time you get an incorrect answer. Here we go. Brittany, if you're average, you will refuse to do this for the next 6 months. What is it? Next 6 months, what is it that you refuse to do?
If you're average?
If you're average, you're going to refuse to do this thing for the next 6 months.
Refuse to stay up too late.
Stay up too late. Okay, we are now down to $90. Caitlin, go ahead. If you're average, you will refuse to do this for the next 6 months.
Work out.
Yeah. Why work out? You're just going to eat all so much on Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Not the right answer. All right. We are now down to $80. Kia, good morning.
Morning.
Go for it.
I'm going to say spend too much money.
That's a good answer.
Mm. Yeah, Christmas coming up. Holidays coming up. Yep, that is not right. So we are now down to 70, Kristen?
Correct, and back at Brittany.
Brittany, what do you got?
Go to the dentist.
Go to the dentist. That's very good, man.
That's a good answer.
Not going to the dentist? That is not correct. Now, what we're looking for here.
Caitlin for 60.
Refuse to... go on vacation.
Oh. Refusing to go on vacation right now. I can't spend all that money. Mm-hmm. Not the right answer.
All right, Kia for 50.
I'm going to say get into a relationship.
Get into a relationship. Why would you now? It's going to cost you a fortune.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, it's a really good answer. It's not the right one. All right, so this is the third round. So now this, for the first time in Lose Bert's Money history, I'm going to give you guys a hint.
You are?
Wow.
Yep. Consider the day today. All right? That's major. If you're average from this day, You will refuse to do this for the next 6 months. What is it?
Brittany, for 40.
Eat candy?
Eat candy is not correct.
That's what I thought.
Not correct. Caitlin?
For 30.
Refuse to...
Consider the date.
Buy your kids costumes?
Buy your kids costumes for the next 6 months. Not the answer. Nope.
No idea.
Where are we at?
Kia for 20.
I'm going to say watch scary movies.
Watch scary movies for the next 6 months. You just watch so many, you're not going to watch it for the next 6 months. No.
I don't think I know what it is.
Okay, you can do it after we get to zero. What are we at now?
Brittany for 10. This is it.
Only because it's trick-or-treating. I'm going to say, like, go visit your neighbors. Like, go see your neighbors.
Go visit your neighbors for the next 6 months. No, that's not it. So,
okay.
What, fourth time we played, I haven't had to give away a penny. This is the greatest game of all time.
So, I can't remember if it was Brittany, Caitlin, or Kia, but one of them said buy costumes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she was close. Is the answer buy candy?
Buy candy. No, it is not.
It's not?
It is not.
What about decorating your house?
Decorating your house for the next 6 months. That's not it.
Wait.
I have no idea.
Refuse to do this for the next 6 months.
And consider the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that could be.
I don't know.
Throw away your leftover Halloween candy.
Throw it away.
For the next 6 months on average.
We do keep it around for a hot minute.
The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.